各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, may peace be with you.
路加福音第十七章有一个记载是这样子。
There's a story in the book of Luke, chapter 17.
当时主耶稣医好十个长大麻风的病人。
At the time when Jesus cured ten lepers.
十个被医好之后啊，只有一个人回来跪在主耶稣的面前啊，来感谢主耶稣，将荣耀归给主耶稣。
Out of the ten lepers that were cured, only one remembered to return to thank Jesus.
主耶稣就对那个人说，
And Jesus said to him,
被医好的不是十个人吗？
Didn't I not cure ten people?
那九个人跑到什么地方去了呢？
Where are the rest of the nine?
可见主耶稣在我们身上的恩典，他是需要我们来回报他的。
We can tell from here that Jesus wants us to repay him of the mercy that he has shown on us.
他是希望我们能够将荣耀来归给他。
He would like for us to glorify him through these acts of mercy.
约翰福音第四章。
In John chapter 14,
主耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚的妇人讲道。
Jesus was preaching to a woman from Samaria.
见证福音，见证他的大能。
And he was testifying about his gospel and his powers.
这位撒玛利亚的妇人听到主耶稣的见证，就回到城里面去了。
And after she heard his testimony, she returned to the city.
见证主耶稣，见证主耶稣的道。
And she witnessed his teachings to other people.
圣经上说，
And the Bible tells us,
很多人因为听到他的见证来相信主耶稣。
Many peopleturned to Christ because of her testimony.
将一切的荣耀都归给主耶稣。
And they gave all the glories to Jesus.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
今天我们有机会能够请到李三宝弟兄还有李姐妹要来给我们做美好的见证。
We're honored to have us here today, Brother S.P. Lee and his wife, Sister Lee.
这个是一个活生生的见证。
This is a living testimony.
这是发生在不久以前的真正的事情。
This is a testimony of something that happened not very long ago.
这是一位刚刚走过死荫的幽谷，在神的大能里面又重新复苏过来的人。
This is the testimony of somebody who has just walked through the valley of the shadow of death and has come out of it.
今天他们要来这边做美好的见证。
And they're going to bear this wonderful testimony for us today.
希望这个见证能够引起我们更认识到我们的主耶稣。
And I hope this testimony will help us get to know Jesus better.
不但更信他，我们也要更服侍他。
Hopefully it will help us strengthen our faith and follow Jesus even closer.
我们求神跟他们同在。
We ask God to be with them.
我们现在请李三宝弟兄来。
We first ask Brother S.P. Lee to testify.
Hallelujah. 请诸位弟兄姊妹，我们一起低声祷告。
Hallelujah. Let's pray in silence.
阿门。今天能够在诸位弟兄姊妹面前、长正面前做见证，我的心情是非常激动的。
I have much emotions inside of me, to have this ability to testify before the all of you today.
因为在我上个月病痛的时候呢，曾经想过没有机会再回来看到弟兄姊妹，我非常的伤痛。
Because last month when I was very ill, The thought of not seeing all of you again had crossed my mind, and I felt the pain at the time.
感谢神的大恩典，让我今天能够站在诸位弟兄姊妹面前，荣耀神的名。
And praise the Lord, I'm still standing here today to testify, and I give glory to His name.
我的主治医生还有一些长职啊。曾经建议我最好今天不要做见证，因为还在咳嗽当中。
My attending physician and some other church workers have advised me to not testify today because I still have some discomfort in my throat.
因为他们告诉我， 你自己不觉得痛苦，在下面听的人啊，会很痛苦。
They told me that, well, you may not feel the pain yourself, but those who are listening to you, may feel the pain for you.
所以如果今天咳嗽的话，还请诸位原谅啊。
So if I cough, I, beg your pardon.
我想，请诸位弟兄姊妹先看，诗篇的23篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 23.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Psalm 23, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He makes me to lie down in green pastures, He leads me beside the still waters.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restores my soul, He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
因为你与我同在。
For you are with me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
All the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我想这次若不是全能神的怜悯、恩慈以及他的大能力，若不是这次神真的借着我这样一个非常不配的器皿，彰显神的大能力，今天我应该是躺在玫瑰山庄，属于我那一块小小的墓地里面的。
I believe that but for God's mercy and His wish to use me, I consider myself to be a small vessel. I should be lying in the Rose Hill Cemetery somewhere as of now.
那今天我想与诸位长职还有众弟兄姐妹分享的，就是我在三月底四月初啊这段时间的一场大病。
And now I would like to share with you, the sickness I had experienced, towards the end of March and early April.
我是如何借着神的杖、神的竿，让我走过死荫的幽谷。
And how through, with the help of God's rod and staff, I was able to walk through this, valley of death.
有全能的父神是怎么样怜悯我这样一个最小的。
And how does, Almighty God had showed His mercy on me.
而且如何使我的灵魂真的有一次苏醒的经验。
And how through this experience, had my soul had awakened.
这真的是一个亲身经历过的一次非常谢谢不敢当一次非常伟大的神迹。
And this was truly a great miracle.
让我知道天上的父神是如何疼爱每一位弟兄姊妹以他的子女的。
And through this experience, I learned firsthand how God loves every brother and sister in our church.
因为在整个的过程当中，我觉得我的确不配神这样的大爱，但是他还是爱了我。
Because through the experience, I felt that I did not deserve such great love, but regardless,God showed me His love.
我也同时学到生命是如何的脆弱，如何的短暂。我们应该怎么样利用生命的每一刻，多为神做工。
I also learned how fragile and transient life could be, and that I should use every moment that I have here to work for God.
当我在病危的时候，我真的想，我其实想站起来为神再多说一句话都不可能了。
And at the most difficult moments during that time, I could not even get up and speak one word for God on God's behalf.
同时，这一次让我亲身的体验到、切身的、真的经验到了神是如何听义人的祷告。
And I also experienced firsthand how God listens to the prayers of those who are righteous.
全国弟兄姊妹，包括加拿大、夏威夷， 有多少弟兄姊妹为我痛哭的祷告。
I know that nationwide there are many brothers and sisters, including Hawaii and Canada, who had shed many tears to pray for me.
我都是觉得自己很不配的，但是呢，诸位弟兄姊妹的大爱，让我能够从这次能够得到一个新的生命。
Even though I felt undeserved, but everybody had shown their love to me, and indeed their prayers had worked.
过去常常听到代祷的功效，但是这次我是真的亲身体验到了，而且真正的得到了这样的福气。
In the past, I've heard of the powers of prayers, but this time I've experienced it firsthand and receiving the blessings of the prayers firsthand.
当我在病床上的时候，读到这个诗篇的二十三篇。
When I was sick on my hospital bed, I was reading this passage here, Psalm 23.
尤其是第五节。
And especially the fifth verse.
这里说你为我摆设筵席，我当时莫名其妙不懂是什么意思。
Here it says that God has prepared a table before us. I did not know what this meant at the time.
现在是真正的体验到它的意思了。
Now I fully appreciate its meaning.
就在三月底的那个周末，因为这个急性肺炎住院。
A weekend towards the end of MarchBecause I had some infection in my lungs, I became hospitalized.
在三月二十八号，当时入院的那一天，我看到我的这个 X 光的这个左肺啊，全都是白色的。
And I remember the day I was hospitalized, which was March 28th. I saw the X-ray of my lung, and the left side was completely white.
那么就在很快的两三天之内呢。就两个肺的功能都全部失去了。
And very quickly, within a matter of days, both of my lungs had lost its ability to function.
所以当时的主治医生说，从这个医学的角度来看，像这样的病情呢，大概死亡率要在80%以上。
And my attending physician told me that judging from my condition, it is over 80% chance that I will probably not make it.
这样接着有四天的在这个急诊室的昏迷。
And I was in the hospital for about 4 days unconscious.
在加护病房前后有九天的时间。
And I was in the ICU for approximately 9 days.
那么整个的住院一共是17天。
I was hospitalized for a total of 17 days.
因为中间有四天的昏迷，所以我的见证里面可能有一些空白的地方，还要请李姊妹为我补充。
And because I was unconscious for 4 days, I will not be able to testify those days, but I will ask my wife to fill those in for me.
在我情况最危急的时候啊，那因为两个肺都不能够呼吸啊。
During my most difficult time, because both of my lungs had failed,
所以医生就决定一定要用这个所谓的铁肺，就是用人工的这个机器啊，来帮助我呼吸。
My attending physician decided that they need to use life support for me, which are machines to help me breathe.
所以呢，当时这个全身都插满了管子，可插的地方大概都插，现在连这个颈子啊，全身。大概都是大大小小的管子吧。
And I was intubated to the maximum. I had tubes, all kinds of wires running throughout my body.
当时那个真的所经过那种痛苦啊，实在是不能够形容的。
I cannot describe the excruciating pain that I had to endure through that experience.
但是因为医生怕我把这个管子不小心拔掉，就说一定要用这个。这个药物啊，使我全部的瘫痪。
And because the doctors were afraid that I might yank out these tubes from my body, so they gave me medication so that I was sedated, and that I won't rip out these tubes myself.
也就是因为这样的一些化学药品呢的使用，让我整个的昏迷了四天的时间。
And because of all this, the drugs I was taking, I was unconscious for 4 days.
在这四天里面，我可以说是经过了这一生中可以说最痛苦、最长的一天。
And these 4 days, in short, came out to be the longest day in my life.
在那一天我看着那个时钟啊, 虽然整个全身都已经, 被药物麻痹, 但是呢, 脑子还是相当清楚, 好像。
I remember the last day I was looking at the clock. Although I was completely sedated because of the drugs, my mind was clear.
那一分一秒啊, 让我都慢慢经过, 就经验过整个一个死亡的过程。
And every minute, every second, I felt that I was experiencing this process called death.
那看到很多很多再清楚也不过的那些意象，或者甚至于幻象吧。
I saw very clearly, I guess, what you call visions or hallucinations.
我也看到自己躺在棺材里面，被埋到地下去，那么一景一幕都是非常非常的鲜明，非常非常的真实。
I saw myself very vividly being buried in a casket into the cemetery. It was very clear. The images were clear.
那天那个护士用药物麻痹的时候，我当时就算，就好像一共有前后有18种不同的化学药物。
And that day when the nurse gave me more medication, I counted how many different types of medication they were giving me, and it was a total of 18 different types of drugs.
有的从打针进去，有的从喉咙，从气管，还有用这个其他的这种小的管子要插到嘴里去。这每一次啊，都觉得更痛苦，那个都非常的，那个药本身也是很苦。
Some drugs were injected into my body. Others were fed through tubes, through my neck, through my throat. And the drugs were harsh themselves, and they were bitter in taste.
我感觉到就从脚步开始发冷，开始发就是冰冷的感觉。
And I felt this icy coldness from my feet.
那么一直到我的这个腹部，到我的双手。
And this this coldness raised up to my body and to my arms and hands.
然后慢慢觉得这个整个的这个四肢啊，就像是水泥被埋在水泥里面的感觉一样，重的简直一点都不能够动弹。
I felt that my body was almost like as if it was trapped in cement, in dry cement, and I could not even raise my hand.
所以当时我想，如果这个再继续往上到我的心脏的话呢，我想大概就是最后的一刻了。And
I thought, well, if this coldness continue to rise past my heart, it'll probably be my last moment of consciousness.
在整个过程当中，我看到了非常很多的这个很鲜艳的一些景象。And
throughout the entire experience, I saw many colorful visions.
这个魔鬼当然在整个的过程当中都趁隙而入，找到最好的时机啊，来攻击我们。And
the devil, of course, throughout my experience, also used every opportunity possible to attack me.
在我这个身体上觉得最痛苦的那段时间，我的感觉就是说，这个我可能会变成植物人。And
at the time when I was in my most excruciating moments, The thought of becoming a vegetable did cross my mind.
我也记得我曾经跟淑晨讲过，如果有这样一天的话，请把管子拔掉。And
I recall asking my wife that if that day ever comes, I would ask the doctors to stop the life support.
那么，所以当时我的感觉是，好像家里的人，让我经验一次，因为反正是。 不能够存活，所以让我有一个安乐死的经验。And
that was the closest that my family had come to facing euthanasia in my life.
所以当时很奇怪，我的感觉好像坐在一个迪士尼乐园的这个小的那种像这个 Peter Pan 的那个 ride 那个小的椅子上面一样。And
I thought that I was sitting in the Peter Pan ride in Disneyland.
那个一幕一幕的景啊，从白色、雪白，然后变成天蓝色，然后里面很多很多的各种的景象。
Scene after scene, from white to colorful. There were just different visions.
那个椅子又好像是在一个铁轨上面一样，它稍微一动，转一个方向，就一个新的一个一幕景。
And I felt that I was locked in a chair, and as soon as the chair moves, a different scenery would come about.
好像我的生命就要结束，所以过去小时候、儿童时代、少年时代一些景象一幕幕的回来。
And as if my life is about to end, I started to get flashbacks of everything that I've ever done, starting from my childhood.
以前小时候在田里面跑的那个田间的景象。
I saw vividly myself running in the rice fields when I was a kid.
还有我小时候家里面那个旧的水井，没有自来水打水的水井呢、啊。都是很清楚的在那个景象里面出现。
I saw the well at my old home because we didn't have running water, and all these images were very clear to me.
也看到一群一群的天使，有穿白色衣服的，甚至天蓝色衣服的。
I saw many angels, and some were clothed in white robes, and others in light blue robes.
还甚至看到一个非常灿烂夺目的一个天国的景象。
And I also saw a very colorful vision of the heavenly kingdom.
但是也同时看到了一些很可怕的一些景象。
And at the same time, I also saw some very frightening visions as well.
好像是这种安乐死的过程之一还是怎么样？当时景象之一就是很多很多这个恐龙 dinosaurs.
And there was a time, I don't know if it's because of my thought of the euthanasia, but there was a scene where I saw many dinosaurs.
那这个我就在山洞里面，这个好多很多小的大的那些恐龙跑来跑去。
I was standing in the middle of a hollow cave, and there were many dinosaurs running all over around me.
甚至一只跑到我面前来，我自己都吓了一跳。
And some of them ran up to my face.And I was startled by it.
但是很多这种景象之中，我也看到我自己的一个棺木。
And of all the visions, I also remember myself being put in a casket.
那个棺木上面的花还很漂亮，看得很清楚。
And I remember the wreath on the casket was quite beautiful.
我也知道我穿什么样的衣服。
And I remember what I was wearing.
然后又看到地下那个大的那个墓穴里面的情况。
And I also recall the hole that they had dug up.
好像当时告诉我，这就是我要去的地方。
And at the vision was almost telling me this is where you're going to go now.
我想这就是魔鬼的做工。
And I believe that it was the work of the devil.
那么在这个肉体最痛苦的时候呢，这个心灵上与精神上的痛苦呢，更是难以形容。
At the moment of my physical pain, my spirit and my mind was also suffering as well, and it was hard to describe.
我刚说魔鬼做工的确是很技巧的。
And like I said before, the devil is crafty at his attacks.
就在那最痛苦的时候，让我很清楚地感觉到一两件事情。
At my most painful moments, I felt very clearly about two things.
当时魔鬼让我的感觉就非常清楚地说。我现在即使能够过这个关，能够再回来的话呢，那我的妻子以及两个女儿呢，都不再要我了。
I had a thought that even if I were to survive this ordeal, that my wife and my two daughters would not want to be with me anymore. They wouldn't accept me anymore.
所以当时心里面非常非常难过。
And this thought was bothering me and causing so much pain to me.
因为我觉得这样即使能够存活的话又有什么意思呢
Because I thought, well then what's the point of surviving if this is going to be the case?
也就在同时魔鬼让我很清清楚楚地听到这个淑纯就是李姊妹在外面跟医生这个争辩的一些景象。
And I also, for some reason, the devil allowed me to hear what the word that my wife's discussion with the attending physician outside my room.
我听得非常清楚，就是李姊妹在外面跟医生大喊，说 decisions can be changed daily.
And,
就是这个我们的决定每天可以换，不一定要昨天的决定今天一定要做不可。
And I heard very clearly, my wife, kind of raising her voice to a doctor, saying that decisions can be made, can be changed daily.
意思就是说，昨天我们全家啊都希望她能够存活，今天我们不一定要这样觉得。
And meaning that perhaps yesterday we all wanted him to live, and perhaps today we want him to just die.
所以那个时候也正是这个化学药物的这个效力慢慢减退的时候，我就慢慢清醒过来。
And that happens to be the time when all the drugs were wearing off, and I was slowly awakening from my unconsciousness.
所以我一醒过来的时候，看到周围，李姊妹也不在，我的两个女儿也不在，一个人都不在，我觉得非常的孤独。
And waking up from this coma, I could not see my wife nor my daughters, and I felt quite alone.
当时那痛苦的不得了，因为我已经不能写字，我就请护士帮我口述啊，写了一个字条。
And because I was in so much pain, I could not move my hand. I asked the nurse to jot down some notes for me.
我就请护士拿给李姊妹，跟拿给医生，希望得到医生的同意啊，赶快啊，用各种方法结束我的生命。
And I wrote a note. Because I was in so much pain and I was on so much medication, I asked the doctor to terminate my life as soon as possible.
我当时醒来的时候，家里人那个叔叔不在旁边。
When I woke up from this coma, my wife was not next to me.
魔鬼告诉我他们已经遗弃我了，但是事实是什么呢？
Satan had tried to tell me that my family had abandoned me, but what was the truth?
这张照片是我醒来以后，叔叔到我病房来，他拿给我看，我都不可相信这个事情。
And this photograph is a photo that my wife showed me after I had awakened from my coma.
他告诉我这张相片他放在他的胸前，他求神能够借着他的肺的呼吸的能力。能够让我也能够自己呼吸。
She had put my photo in her chest pocket and prayed that God would use her lung powers to help me breathe.
这个虽然也许不是一个什么，这可能只是一个巧合。这黑白的照片，这个左肺整个是白色，右边已经开始变成白色。
And perhaps this is a coincidence, but this is a black and white photo, and chest on the left side of the photo is the colors are fading and it's white.
所以那正是李姊妹到教会去参加早祷为我祷告的时候。
And that was the time when that morning when my wife went to church to pray for me in the morning prayers.
她几乎要把自己的性命要为我奉献。
And she prayed that she would ask God to exchange her life for mine.
可是这是就是魔鬼告诉我他要遗弃我的时候。
But and this was the same time when the devil was trying to tell me that they had abandoned me.
当时还有好多的弟兄姊妹就在这个急诊室的会客厅那边不断的看守为我祷告。
And there were many other brothers and sisters who were at the ICU. They were watching me and praying for me.
所以这个魔鬼的做工的确是我们随时要注意的。
And we must be wary of the devil's work.
我相信神有他的旨意。
I believe that God has his good intentions.
就是要在我们完全无助的时候，心理上、身体上都没有办法、绝望的时候，才能够一心的仰赖神与他的大能力。
And God wanted to allow me to rely on him completely at the time when I am completely helpless.
在我昏迷的几天当中，
during my several days of unconsciousness,
我听我的女儿跟淑晨告诉我，当时的这个脉搏的跳动，有时候高到170多，有时候一下到30。
This is from my wife and my daughter. They told me that my pulse would go up to 170, and it would.Then go down, drop down to 30.
那平常我的血压都是低的，那么在那个时候一度高到230多。
And my blood pressure, which is normally low, was at one point rose up to 230.
医生一下说这个肝有问题，一下说肺有问题，一下又说是有肺病。
And the doctor kept on changing the prognosis. One minute they told me that it's my liver, and the other, another moment they would say that it's my lungs.
或者是有这个 tuberculosis, 就是肺结核。
Or they told me that I might have gotten a TB.
有一段时间弟兄姊妹来看我都要戴这个面具口罩, 我觉得非常的可怕。
And for a while, everyone who came to see me had to wear a mask. So that was frightening for myself. And I thought that I probably will die for sure.
医生做了各种不同的实验, 甚至于连这个艾滋病的实验都做了。
And they ran all kinds of different tests on me, including AIDS tests.
后来又说有可能有这个癌症。
And then they said, well, maybe you have cancer.
所以在整个的过程当中, 这个我家里的人所经验过的每一刻一分呢, 都是非常非常痛苦的。
And throughout this entire ordeal, it was extremely painful and the suffering cannot be described for myself and my family members.
所以真是感谢神, 他的脏, 他的肝, 在我走过死亡阴谷的时候, 都安慰了我。
And I praise the Lord that he had guided me with his rod and his staff.
是从昏迷到垂死, 到经过死亡的那一部分, 一直到今天站在诸位面前, 这都是活生生的一个神的大奇迹。
From my moment of falling into coma, waking up from coma, near death, until this moment, testifying in front of you, this is a great miracle.
在那个ICU当时照顾的那些医生跟护士啊, 都不可相信我复原的那么快。
And doctors and nurses who saw me during at the ICU, none of them could believe how quickly I'm recovering.
有好几个医生跟护士都跑到楼上去看我。
Quite a few doctors and nurses went upstairs to see me, and they said that, well, we heard what you're recovering, and it's unbelievable. They wanted to see it for themselves to actually believe it.
感谢赞美神。
And praise the Lord and glorify.
他们自己告诉我, 他说我们真的亲眼看到你们教会的弟兄姊妹一批一批的 在这个急诊室前面为你祷告, 为你跪下来流泪, 我们真的看到
And they told me that they really have witnessed our church brothers and sisters that come group after group and praying for me and shedding tears for me right there. And they have seen God work in our church. This entire experience made me felt that life is fragile.
那生与死只是一纸之隔。
And life and death is nothing but a thin line.
我们真的不敢再说我今天能做这个或者能做那个。
I dare not say that I am capable of this or capable of that.
当我想到我再也没办法回到我的书房，再也不能回到家里看我后院的花，再也不能回到教会聚会，那种感觉是非常非常的孤独与恐怖的。
I felt very lonely and scared at the thought of not being able to go back to my den, going back to my family, or going back to church.
若是没有神的恩典，我们实在不能成就任何事情。
And without God's mercy, I don't think I could accomplish anything.
所以神给我一个新的生命, 我知道从今天开始我要立志能够为主多做工。
God has given me a new life, and I have determined to give much more of my life to God.
因为若不是如此, 到那一刻来临的时候, 再后悔都来不及了。
Because if I don't do this now, if the moment comes, it will be too late.
我感谢神这一次使我灵魂苏醒, 给我一个新的生命。
I praise the Lord that this was an experience that had awakened my soul and gave myself a new life.
有多少人有这样的机会, 能够活第二次呢?
How many people can live for the second time in one lifetime?
当神审判的时候, 已经是太晚了。
For most people, by the time they get to the judgment day, it will be too late.
所以感谢神让我能够再一次的反省, 过去的措施, 过去的, 这个没有真的, 为神多做工的一些罪过, 让我觉得, 有这样一个新的机会。
And I thank God for this experience to allow me to reflect on my misdeeds and all the mistakes I've made in the past to make myself a better person and a better Christian.
我刚才跟诸位说，这个从手脚的冰冷一直到僵硬，是我亲身感受过的。
And the feeling I was describing to you, this coldness feeling, to become completely paralyzed. This is something I experienced firsthand.
那很奇怪，在过去两个礼拜，所有当时经验过的这些地方，啊，都脱皮下来。
And it's strange because of all the places that I had this experience, I started to shed skin.
所以我真觉得是一个新的生命，啊，像一个小的婴孩一样，啊，从很多地方开始学习怎么样吞药，怎么样喝水，怎么样吃饭，啊，怎么样打嗝，怎么样走路，啊，整个重新学起。
And I really feel reborn as if I've been given a new life. I have to learn how to drink water again, take pills and walk. Everything had to be relearned.
我刚才说诗篇二十三篇第五节说你为我摆设筵席的意思，本来我不懂。
And I said that in Psalm 23 verse 5, it says that God has prepared a table for us. And in the beginning, I could not comprehend this.
我现在真的了解，这是一个伟大的爱的筵席。
And now I understand that this is a table, a feast of love.
在我最危险的那几天里面，
during the most dangerous moments,
有好多位的弟兄姊妹在家里，在教会里，在急诊室的外面，不断地为我流泪的祷告。
There were many brothers and sisters who had shed tears to pray for me.
甚至于连夜在那边守夜，守了几天的都有，到这个都是半夜都不回家，在那边帮着我祷告。
And some of them were even watching me and not going home and staying over night after night.
在那急诊室的那个会客室，我们教会好像是占了一个大的地盘，在那边安扎了一个营一样，几天都不动。
And our church basically took up a big chunk of the ICU's guest waiting area, and they camped out there literally. For me.
随时随地都有好多弟兄姊妹在那不断的祷告。
And at any given time, there were many brothers and sisters who were praying for me.
当时我的家也变成一个祷告的家，这一批一批的弟兄姊妹就到我家去，在那不为我祷告，他们知道这个医院是不能够进来看我的。
And after some brothers and sisters learned that they cannot visit me, they would go to my house, and my home became a prayer house.They would come to my home to pray for me, group after group.
教会的长职弟兄姊妹每天在我们高龄 group 早祷的时候，还有晚间聚会的时候，都不断为我祷告。
And the ministers and elders at Garden Grove Church would pray for me, non-stop.
包括很多非常小的弟兄姊妹，啊，有一个叫吴玛丽安的，昨天他的这个外婆还跑到我家来跟我讲，啊，他怎么祷告的情形。
And there was including little kids, and there was a girl by the name of Miriam Wu, and even her grandmother came and told me how she had prayed for me during my ordeal.
在我比较危急的时候，当时医生说要有输血的可能。
And when I was suffering and at my most dangerous moment, the doctor suggested that maybe I should have a blood transfusion.
当时在场弟兄姊妹马上卷起了袖子，啊，好几位弟兄姊妹就为我捐出了他们非常珍贵的宝血。
There were many brothers and sisters immediately just raised up their sleeve to donate their blood for me.
毫不犹豫，完全没有任何条件的这种大的爱。
There was no condition.Or any hesitation in their willingness to give.
在我过去两三个礼拜调养的过程当中，弟兄姊妹更是经过各种不同的方式，表露出他们纯真的属天的爱心来。
And in my last couple weeks of recovery, all the brothers and sisters have shown in the purest way, in the purest form, how they care and love for my family.
让我觉得实在是不配领受。每位弟兄姊妹对我这样的关爱。
And they have shown so much care and love to me to the point that I felt that I don't deserve all this.
一锅一锅的鸡汤、鱼汤，还有各种补品、各种粥饭，都一天一天的送来。
And people brought all kinds of chicken soup and fish soup and all types of medicine and cookings to just help me recover.
感谢神, 就是每一餐啊, 我记得好多餐, 吃饭的时候, 都是活着自己的眼泪, 啊, 来领用诸位弟兄姊妹的爱心的奉献。
And praise the Lord, I recalled eating many meals mixed with my own tears, these meals of love.
我感谢神拣选了我这样一个完全卑贱不配的器皿 来作为彰显他慈爱以及能力的工具。
And I praise the Lord for selecting me such a useless vessel to glorify His name.
我也感谢所有的长职以及弟兄姊妹的爱心。
And I also thank the love of all the elders and brothers and sisters.
愿神在地能够赐给所有长职弟兄姐妹主的恩赐以及福气。
May God bless all the brothers and sisters and elders and ministers for their deed.
那么也恳求主在天能够纪念诸位的爱心以及辛劳。
And I also ask God to remember in heaven all of you who had prayed for me and your efforts.
愿所有这次亲眼看到这次神迹的人，或者是直接间接听到这次神迹的人。
And I wish that all those who either witnessed the miracle with their own eyes or heard of this wonderful miracle
都能够得到神的福气以及属灵的造就。
Be edified and be blessed.
那么这样，这次虽然经过的患难是一个相当大的一个试炼，我想也是非常值得的。
And although this ordeal was a great test for me, I felt that it was worth it.
那最后我还是要回到诗篇23篇的最后两节。
And indeed, I'd like to return to Psalm 23, the last two verses.
愿每一位长职兄姐的福杯满溢。
And I wish that the cup, your cup, of all the elders and brothers and sisters will runneth over.
愿每一位长职兄姐都一生一世有神的恩慈随着你们。
And I wish that goodness and mercy will follow you throughout all the days of your life.
也更希望我们每一位弟兄姊妹都能够永永远远地住在耶和华的殿中。
And I further pray that all of you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
感谢神给我这样一个机会做了这样一个非常冗长的见证。
Praise the Lord to give me the opportunity to testify.
感谢主恩。
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
我们再来请李姐妹再给我们做一点点的补充。
We now ask Sister Lee to fill in for Brother Lee.
愿一切的荣耀都归于我们天上的父神。
May all the glory be given to our God in heaven.
首先跟诸位抱歉，因为我的姿态不是很美观，因为前两天去闪到腰了。
I apologize to all of you first of all of my posture.
圣经上跟我们说，神都有他的时间。
Because I had hurt myself a couple days ago, and the Bible tells us there's a time for everything.
这就是我该生病的时候了。And
now is the time for me to be sick.
各位弟兄姊妹，我相信有很多人都知道我们李三宝弟兄家呢是这个教会是我们的母教会。And
I'm sure all of you, many of you know that this is our mother church, and this is the mother church of Brother S.P. Lee and myself.
这个教会对我来讲呢，这感情是非常浓厚的。And
I have a lot of emotions invested in this church.
我们全家信主呢，虽然不长久，但是跟很多弟兄姊妹比起来是不久，但是呢，我们是在
1970年在旧金山受洗的。
Although we haven't been baptized for as long as some of you, but I remember being baptized in 1970 in San Francisco.
感谢神的恩典, 神的恩典在我们家很大。
And I praise the Lord because He has shown such great mercy to our family.
就是传道人鼓励我说, 平安是福气。
The ministers have always told me that peace is blessing.
但是呢,
but tribulation is also a blessing as well.
感谢神我这两个情况呢都尝试过。
And praise the Lord, I have experienced both peace and tribulation.
这次, 当医生宣布三宝只有20%的存活率的时候,
After the doctors told me that my husband only had 20% chance to live,
我马上跪下来祷告神，我首先忏悔。
I immediately knelt down to repent.
我流泪我祷告，我说神啊，原谅我的过错。
I prayed for God to forgive my sins.
我不知道我做些什么事情呢得罪了神。
I don't know what I had done to anger God.
是不是我是一个不好的太太，不好的妻子？
Am I a bad spouse? Had angered some brothers and sisters because of my big mouth.
因为 认识我的人知道我的性子很急，我常常讲话很快。
And those who know me well knows that I lack patience sometimes and I speak too fast.
或者因为我爱神不多。
And maybe because I don't love God enough.
我很确信的因为我十一捐没有做得很好。
And this is true because I'm not very good with my tithe.
所以在祷告里面呢，我就说了一大堆话，我说到底做哪些事情真的是这么多事情吗？真的得罪神了吗？
And during my prayer, I asked myself, is it because of all these things? Is it because of all these things that's why I have offended God?
我求神原谅我。
And I asked God to forgive me.
那我就继续在祷告，我说，我只能求神原谅我的过错，但是三宝呢，在我的想象中，三宝不是一个坏人。
And I asked God to forgive me, but at the same time, I thought that my husband is not a bad man.
或者他更可以说他是一个好的人。I
dare to even say that he's a good man.
再进一步说呢，我觉得他不算是义人的话，他也差不多很靠近义人了吧。I
dare say that maybe if he's not a righteous man, but I think he's pretty close to being a righteous man.
后来我想呢，神的标准跟人的标准不一样啊。Then
I thought, well, maybe God's standard and ours are a little different.
神的标准当然是高一点了。
Of course, God's standards are higher.
所以呢，我相信呢，在神的眼中，三宝可能也做错了什么事情。
So I thought, well, maybe even for my husband, he might have done something wrong in the eyes of God.
因此呢，我要求主赦免三宝的过错。
And thereafter, I began praying for God to forgive my husband.
我们请大家来翻开以西结书18章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 18.
这第九节这边，我的是英文圣经，所以我就用英文念啊。
Okay, I will read in English because I have an English Bible.
If he has walked in my statutes and kept my judgment faithfully, he is just. He shall surely live, says the Lord God. 所以呢，这就回到第一个假设啊，假设说，如果三宝是正直的话呢，他一定会活下来的。
So going back to the first if from this Bible verse, if my husband was indeed righteous and just, and he shall live.
但是如果是第二个情况的话，他不是一个正直的人的话，怎么办呢？
But what if my husband is not righteous? What should I do?
这以西结的这同一章呢，我们看三十一节。
Well, the same chapter, let's look at verse 31.
他说 cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourself a new heart and new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? 32, for I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. 这一节圣经，这一节这个 chapter 这个以西结呢，是那一天呢，就三宝以为我遗弃他了。那一天呢，我到教会的早早九点的时候，我们念的一节。
This is, this passage is a passage that I was reading the same morning that my husband had thought that we had forsaken him, and we're reading this passage in church.
我念了这两节圣经以后呢，我非常的安慰，我知道呢，他会熬过来的。
After I read this passage, I was comforted because I knew that he would recover.
所以在每次祷告的时候呢，我求神给我有信心，让我呢有智慧，让我有能力呢可以来替三宝祷告。
And in every one of my prayers, I ask God to give me more faith, to give him the strength, and give me the ability to continue to pray for my husband.
圣经上跟我们讲呢，夫妻是同心的，是两个人是合为一体的。所以我在想什么，我祷告什么，我相信神会听的。
And the Bible tells us that the husband and wife team is heart to heart. We think as a single unit, so God will listen to both of our prayers.
所以弟兄姊妹呢，一直鼓励我，我信心越来越增强。所以经过这次的患难呢，我发现我还学习如何来祷告，如何感谢神。
And because others were encouraging me, I felt that I had learned how to pray and learned how to thank God throughout this ordeal.
常常来念圣经。
And I started to read the Bible.
所以呢，到了后来有一天就是医生跟我说 ，Your husband is buying time.
And one day the doctor came and told me that your husband's buying time.
经过几天以后呢，这就他的这个 chemical paralysis 以后呢，他这么一说，我说糟糕，怎么办呢？谁有时间呢
？And after the chemical paralysis, I thought, well, how terrible this is going to be, because who has time?
我相信大概没有很多人有这种经验的，医生跑来跟你说，你的先生或者你所爱的人呢，是在买时间。我说神啊，谁有时间？只有神有时间。我说求神再多给三宝一点时间。
And I thought buying time, gosh, how many of us has had that told to us from a doctor? Only God has time. And I ask God, I beg God to give my husband a little more time.
每次呢，他在他的这个monitor 这个在show他的 vital signs 很危急的时候呢，我就跪下来祷告，我就变成一个像是疯子或者是说也不害怕的人，就跪下来就跪在他的床前就祷告，护士进进出出，我就跟他说，你不要管我。
And I was watching my husband's vital signs very intensely.And I felt as if I was almost losing my mind. As the minute his vital signs went down, I would just kneel down and pray. And I told the nurses, just ignore me. Don't mind me.
他们就说我们教会把这个急诊室呢变成一个 circus, 变成一个马戏团。
And the doctors and nurses told me that our church had turned the ICU into a big circus.
他这些话我都是不会管他们的，反正我就继续祷告我的就是了。
And I just completely ignored their warnings, and I just continued to pray, and I just.
祷告的功效，只要 我相信我们 各位弟兄姊妹有很多人有这种亲身经验，因为我是从我们很多姊妹他们常常就有这种过去赶鬼，对他们家里的人赶鬼得来的这种经验，他们来教我如何祷告。我自己呢是亲身体验到祷告的功效是非常的大的。
And you know, I'm sure now I've learned truly the power of prayers because there were sisters who were there and they had a previous experience of having the devil cast out of their family members, and they taught me the power of God, of prayer.
当首先第一天我听到医生宣布他死亡的时候，几乎是80%死亡的时候，我拿起我们教会的这个电话簿，我就像一个疯子，我全国的电话我都打遍了。
And I remember the day when the doctors told me that he only had 20% chance to live. I just took the directory book and just called up every number there was in the book to ask people to pray for me throughout the whole book.
感谢神，各位弟兄，当然，经过这个祷告网，但是有宣布出来，但是有的教会呢还没听到，啊，比方说像芝加哥教会，我打去的时候，他说还没有听到这个消息。我感谢神，对加拿大啊，夏威夷，我一个一个的打，神的带领，神给我的勇气，给我的力量，就在那个时候呢，就是这个样子就做出来了。
And praise the Lord, when I called Chicago, even though there was a prayer network, some of the churches, they have not heard, for example, Chicago, and then I called Canada and Hawaii, and I praise God for giving me the courage to make these calls.
还不只是一次呢，这个全国我打了两次，然后到了好了以后，我再打第三次，感谢神，神的恩典太大了，在我身上。
And I praise the Lord because I didn't call just once, I called twice, and after he was out of the ICU, I called again. So I praise the Lord for giving me so much courage.
这次的患难呢，让我有勇气呢，对我的同事，我是在图书馆上班，我的同事都是外国人，我一个一个的跟他们说，我说你们就当作我的话是疯话好了，但是我要跟你们说，这是我的神救我的先生回来的。
And you know, I work in the library as a librarian, and praise the Lord, because of this ordeal, I gained enough faith to testify, and I actually bear witness to my coworker, and I say, you know what, think I'm crazy, but my God has rescued my husband from the hands of death.
因为大家也知道，如果是在白人的这个社区上班的话，这种事情都是这个叫做 PC language， 叫 political correct or incorrect， 这很 sensitive 的事情，在上班的地方你不谈宗教的。
We know that in a mainstream society, it's very important to be politically correct, and we have to avoid talking about religion or race and these kind of issues. But I couldn't care less. I just wanted to.
神也让我有智慧，碰到什么样的人讲什么样的话。
And God also gave me the wisdom to say the right things to the right people.
你会感觉得出来，他们这些人是比较那种你不愿意侵犯的。但是有些人呢就可以接受的，那你就多讲一点。
And God gave me the wisdom so that I felt the vibe of the person, whether or not they could take more of my witness or I should just leave them and move on.
最让我感觉到感谢神的一件事，就是有一个记者呢，这世界日报的记者呢，就在三宝回去的第二天呢，他就打电话来要请教三宝某些事情。
And praise the Lord, there was a reporter from the Chinese World News who called my husband the day after my husband had went home.
神给我的很大的力量跟勇气，我就跟他传道，传教，传了教呢，差不多有20分钟的时间。
And praise the Lord, God gave me the courage to preach to this reporter for about 20 minutes.
我跟他说，我们教会常常在你们世界日报登广告，我们有灵恩会的时候都会登，你有没有看过呢？
And I told this reporter, I said, hey, you know, we always advertise on your newspaper for all of our evangelical events. Have you seen it?
我们十月的时候有一个大型的灵恩会，我会送请帖给你的。
And I said, well, you know, in October, we're going to have a major spiritual convocation, and you're definitely invited.
这位记者因为跟三宝很熟，他也很关心，他就问我一些情形，我就一五一十的跟他说了。
And this reporter, because he knows my husband well, so he asked and was very concerned, and I knew of the relationship, so I just told him everything.
希望这件事情也是荣耀神的名字一件事情，因为他也把我们的教会也名字也登出来了，我相信有很多人都看到了，不但是我们教会的信徒，三宝的一些平常的这个associate都看到了。And
I praise the Lord, and the article came out, and our church's name was actually on the article.
感谢神，感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
所以呢，我一切的荣耀呢，现在看到三宝在你们面前身体这么好，恢复也这么好，都是大家的一起努力的同心默祷，神或者是祷告，或者是禁食祷告，有一些弟兄姊妹都替三宝禁食祷告，我知道。I
know that my husband is standing here looking well is because of all of your prayers, and I know many of you have fasted fasting prayer for my husband.
我们再来看两节圣经来结束我这个短短的见证。第一节是马太。First verse is Matthew 18:26. 26节这么说，在下半段他说：With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. 这个就是说，在人不行的事情呢，在神都可以。这段圣经我为什么提出来跟大家彼此勉励呢？就是当医生呢一直抽他的血，把他的血都抽光的时候，他还找不出原因来，我跟医生呢就有一个冲突，就有一个 confrontation。
I'm sharing this verse with you because I remember the doctors were trying to find out what was wrong with my husband, and they kept on running tests by drawing blood from him to the point where he had nothing left to draw. And me and the doctor our relationship became confrontational.
到了一个地步呢，医生还说你要不要就把他退院，你到别的医院去，你怀疑我的这个能力。
And the confrontation was so bad to the point where the doctor said, well, you know, maybe you ought to consider bringing him home or transferring to another facility because you're doubting my abilities.
他每天都跟我讲找不出原因来，所以他们就乱用那种antibiotic，就是什么抗生素，就是找不出原因来，就不能够中国话说不能对症下药。And
because the doctors could not figure out what was wrong with my husband, and they would just give him blindly the different antibiotics, and there's a Chinese saying that the doctor could not find the right medicine because the right cure because they did not know exactly what the problem was.
结果我就知道这节圣经跟我说，我说祷告神啊，神给这个笨医师啊有一点能力，知道他在做什么。
And when I saw this verse, I prayed to God. I said, "Oh God, please give this dumb physician some wisdom so he knows what he's doing to my husband."
请原谅我，这里如果有当医生为职业的话，我并不是说在看不起你们，或者是有一些侵犯的一个口气。实在人到了那个地步，什么话都讲得出来。
And please, if there are any doctors sitting in amongst us, I do not disrespect your profession in any way. But at the time, when I was at that juncture, when my husband was dying, I could say anything.
我想到这个经节呢，我就祷告，我说神啊，给他们智慧。我就看到一个异象啊，神，Dr. Holbert 是一个很高大的人，一个很 husky 的人，一个很 arrogant 的人。And
I remember our attending physician, Dr. Holbert. He was a big man, a husky guy, and he was arrogant as well. He's an arrogant man.
我看到神的这只右手就在他的头是戴了一个那个加护病那个衣的帽子，那种手术室的那种蓝色的帽子戴，他就一只手，耶稣的手就在那边，就弄着他的头。我说神啊，给他一点智慧吧。
And I saw in my vision God's hand. God's hand laid on the Dr. Hobart's surgeon hat, And I said, Oh God, please give this man some wisdom.
我相信神是给他一点智慧。
And I believe that God did give him something.
我们再来念最后一节圣经。
And the last verse.
这个是Thessalonians 是帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Please turn to Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians.
第五章。
Chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5.
十八节。
Verse 18.
It says, In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So, 万事要感谢。
Here it says, in everything give thanks.
虽然是患难，也是一个福气。
Even though this was a trial, it was painful, but it was a blessing.
因为这次的患难，三宝就决心要退休了。因为在过去的六个月里面呢，他就犹豫不决，是不是要退休？不退休又怕钱不够用。他的女儿跟他说 ，God we prepare， 但是他就听不进去。
And praise the Lord, because in the last 6 months, my husband has been wavering between retirement or working. And my daughter has told us that, you know, God will prepare, but my husband was worried and he could not listen. But now he has made the choice.
我相信神的旨意呢，这次呢打了一个棒在他头上，说你就好好给我退休吧，出来做神的工。
And I believe that God has shown his will and has hit him on the head and reminding him that why don't you just start working for me now.
感谢神，我希望一切的荣耀都归于我们天上的父神，也希望大家呢再继续替他祷告，让他身体可以健壮起来，因为听说这个有第一次的 pneumonia 的人很怕有 secondary 的 pneumonia.
And praise the Lord, may all the glory be with him.And I also request that all of you continue to pray for my husband because I know that those who have suffered from the first pneumonia is like if they get the second infection is dangerous as well.
感谢赞美神。
I praise the Lord and I thank God.
We 非常感谢李弟兄跟李姐妹给我们做那么美好、那么活生生的见证。
I praise God that for brother and sister Lee to bear such a real and touching testimony.
在见证里面充满了感谢，充满了颂赞。
And this witness is filled with thanks and praise.
从他们的见证里面。我有三个的感想。
And from their testimonies, I have three things to say.
我们先来看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
新约三百四十七面，约翰一书第三章第十八节。小子们。我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
My little children, let us not love in word or tongue, but in deed and in truth.
从你弟兄的见证里面，我们深深的觉得。
And from the testimony of Brother S.P. Lee, we felt that
兄弟姐妹之间的爱要建立在行为跟代祷的上面。
The love of our brothers and sisters needs to be shown through prayers and deeds.
雅各长老在雅各书第五章也这样跟我们讲。
And of course, James in the book of James told us.
他说各位弟兄姐妹的代求代祷，这个力量是可以医治人的疾病的。
He clearly told us that the prayers of brothers and sisters, of fellow members, can cure illnesses.
紧跟着他又说
And then he said,
义人的祷告的功效是大的。
He says that the prayers of those who are righteous is great.
所以他虽然受到这么大的痛苦。
And even though So much suffering had taken place.
虽然他的存活率只有
20%， even though there was only 20% chance of survival，
但是就是因为有弟兄姐妹付出爱的代祷。
But because of all the prayers of love of all the brothers and sisters，
流泪的代祷。
Because these prayers were filled with tears，
禁食的代祷。
These were fasting prayers，
再加上不是口头上只有安慰而已。
And this was not just merely words of comfort，
加上发出心内中的爱的这个真正的这个行为。
Because these prayers were deeds that were done through love and faith，
送东西。
The things were given，
晚上不回去。
Gifts were given， people stayed all night， didn't go home，
这些都是爱的行为。
These are deeds of love，
再加上，
and
他们两位夫妻啊， 感情情深啊。
We can see how close this couple is，
夫妻的爱， 感动了天上的神啊。
The love between this husband and wife touched God in heaven，
或者这种的病啊， 不可能像你弟兄讲的， 还站在这个地方跟我们大家来见证啊。
And it was almost impossible for him to testify here today，
所以我们 在世界上，像主耶稣说的，我们一定有患难。
And like Jesus said, we're going to suffer as long as we're alive on this earth.
但是主耶稣跟我们讲，
But Jesus also tells us,
你们不要怕，我已经胜过了这个世界。
Do not fear, because I have won this world over for you already.
你让我们想起以赛亚书59章这样说。
And the book of Isaiah chapter 55 also tells us，
他说天上的神看到地上的弟兄姐妹如果不会代求的话， 他会觉得很诧异的。
It says that God will be shocked if he sees that our brothers and sisters are not praying for one another.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters，
从他的见证里面，
From brotherly's testimony，
我们对这个代祷的功夫我们更应该要重视。
We must realize the power of prayers to the fullest.
我们要永远记得，义人的祷告功效是大的。
We must remember that the prayers of those who are righteous is great.
第二个感想，
And my second thought，
让我想到马太福音20章， 主耶稣讲的一个比喻。
And I thought of a parable that was given in Matthew chapter 20.
他说到了下午5点钟的时候，
Jesus said that around 5 o'clock in the afternoon，
家主还到外面去找工人进入他的葡萄园里面做工。
The master went out to look for workers to work in his vineyard.
犹太人工作的规矩是到下午6点钟就要结束。
We know that for Jews, they have to stop working around 6.
到了下午5点钟， 家主还出去外面找工人，要进到他的葡萄园里面做工。
So even around 5 o'clock, the sun is about to set, the master still went out to ask for more workers to come in.
这个告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us? Tell us，
主耶稣需要很多的工人来做他的事情啊。
Jesus needs a lot of people to work for him.
圣经上说，庄稼太多，工人太少。
Because there's so much harvest to be collected, and yet there's so few gleaners out there.
这也告诉我们，
And this also tells us，
我们在神的葡萄园里面，
In God's vineyard，
虽然我们已经有一段很长的时间，
Even though we've been here for a long time，
虽然我们看我们的手表已经到了下午5点钟快要结束了，
Even though if you look at the watch it's 5 o'clock， we're all ready to pack up and go home，
这个时候主耶稣还是需要我们殷勤做工啊。
At this juncture God still needs more people to do his work，
所以我们应该要及时的在葡萄园里面好好的为主做工。
So we need to do more work for God in his vineyard，
因为时间不多，
because there's not much time left，
庄稼太多，
but there's so much harvest left，
就像你弟兄刚才见证的，
just as how brotherly testified，
如果这个神再让他再有生存活的机会的话，
and if God gave him an opportunity to live，
他要好好的为主做工，
he will do more good work for God。
各位弟兄姐妹， 我们现在都在主的葡萄园里面，
brothers and sisters， we're all living in God's vineyard today，
但是我们不知道我们在葡萄园里面是不是真的有努力在做工。
But we don't know how hard we're working or how much work we're doing。
我们要想到主耶稣在剩下一个小时都要那么多的工人进来。
And let us see how even with 1 hour left, God still went out and get, to get more workers.
可见主耶稣需要很多很多的工人来为他做工。
And from here we can see how God really needed people to help him, to harvest.
哦，今天感谢神，我们已经在主的葡萄园里面。
And praise the Lord, we're already in the vineyard.
我们听了这个见证之后，我们更应该要赶快的，更努力的来做工。
And after we hear this testimony, we must hurry up and do more work for God.
我们在这个地方，我们求各位弟兄姐妹继续为李三宝弟兄的身体的康复来代祷。
Let us continue to pray for Brother Lee's recovery.
因为兄弟姐妹的爱是建立在行为跟代祷的上面。
Because our love is built on deed and love.
也愿一切荣耀都归给我们天上的父。
And may all the glory be unto God.
唱诗282首。
Let's sing hymn 282. Let us pray for God to bless all the brothers and sisters. So that every second and every minute we will be living under God's blessing. And we can work in one accord for the holy work of our church.
美好的见证最主要就是要发起我们对天上的神的一份尽责的这个心志。
And a good testimony is to encourage us to want to work harder for God.
但是这个心志要天上的神给我们有灵力。
And to do God's work, we need to have God give us for God to empower us.
要有这个灵力，我们要靠着不断的祷告。
And to receive power from God, we must pray continuously.
求主垂听。
May God listen to our prayer.
现在大家同心跪下祷告。
Let us pray.